Welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Monday edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Jared Morris, host of the Assembly Call, and we're now 4 days away from Indiana's next Big Ten road game. In team news, Indiana fell yesterday on the road to the number 2-ranked Michigan Wolverines. The score was 74-63. The game featured yet another horrendous start by the Hoosiers, including two fouls each on Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford before the first media timeout. And whereas lesser IU opponents this season haven't proven up to the task of fully capitalizing on Indiana's habitual start-of-game malaise, the Wolverines were primed and ready to take full advantage and bury the Hoosiers within the game's first 10 minutes. Michigan led 30-13 at the second media timeout of the first half. It felt like the Duke game all over again. But from that point on, over the game's final 30 minutes, Indiana actually outscored Michigan 50-44. And therein lies the reason why it's perfectly okay to have conflicting feelings about this IU loss. On the one hand, the predictable poor starts are infuriating and bewildering. It was only a matter of time before one of these bad beginnings proved too much to overcome, and that time was Sunday. But on the other hand, even with Indiana's severely depleted roster, the Hoosiers were able to play toe-to-toe with the highly regarded Wolverines in their building for the majority of the game. Call it crimson-colored glasses if you wish, but it's simply a statement of fact. And while that reality doesn't take away the sting and lasting impact of the awful first 10 minutes, an issue that must get corrected, don't get me wrong, it is a reason to be optimistic about this team's long-term potential, especially if the health gods smile kindly on Indiana at some point this season. If this kind of nuanced big-picture view speaks to you, then you should listen to last night's IU Michigan postgame show at our website, assemblycall.com. In rankings news, we'll find out today if Sunday's loss was enough to drop Indiana out of the AP and coaches polls. As for the computers, the Hoosiers are currently 28th in KenPom. In giving up more than 1.2 points per possession to Michigan, Indiana dropped to number 32 in adjusted defensive efficiency. But in scoring more than 1.1 point per possession against the nation's number 4 defense, Indiana moved up to number 34 in adjusted offensive efficiency. And we had a birthday over the weekend. Happy birthday to one of the captains of the all-time IU all-smooth team, Jeff Newton. He is Indiana's career leader in block shots and was a key member of the 2002 Final Four team. He also had a fantastic pro career in Japan, where he was a 6-time champion and a league MVP. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com. And remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code assembly, for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.